Hello, Princess. Now, Princess, make sure you are comfortable and will not be disturbed. Turn off any distractions and perhaps, if you can, Princess, just darken the room a little. We are going to go on a journey together and it's important you are not distracted. So just prepare your environment and then we can begin our journey. Good girl. Now, Princess, I want you to relax. Lie down somewhere comfortable and just relax. Just relax now, Princess. All you have to do is just relax. Just relax now, Princess. Good girl. Just relax now and feel my words floating around your body, around your head, floating around your mind. That's right, Princess. Just let my words float around your mind. It feels so nice, so peaceful here. All you need to do is just relax and close your eyes. Just close your eyes and let my voice float around your mind. Good girl. Just close your eyes and feel my words floating around your mind. That's right, Princess. All you need to do is listen to my words. Just relax. Close your eyes and listen to my words. It's so peaceful here. Just like lying on a cloud. Floating along on a cloud and my words swirling around like pink smoke. Swirling around the surface of your mind. Lightly caressing the surface of your mind. It almost tickles, doesn't it, Princess? You can feel my words floating around your mind and it almost tickles, doesn't it, Princess? Wispy, sweet pink smoke, swirling around your mind, swirling around your mind, just tickling the surface of your mind. Feels so good to hear my words, doesn't it, Princess? All you want to do is listen to my words, don't you, Princess? And all you have to do is listen to my words, that's all you have to do right now, so just relax. Listen and float along surrounded by pink smoke. Float away on the cloud, Princess. Any troubles or anxieties or thoughts, just let them float away. You don't need them here, Princess. You just don't need them at all. Just float and relax and float and relax and float and relax. Good girl. You felt it already, didn't you, Princess? As soon as you heard the word Princess, you felt your inner essence, that glowing ball of you sucking me in, didn't you? It always makes you feel that way, doesn't it, Princess? Every time you hear the word Princess, you feel that inner you, that glowing ball of you, sucking me in deeper and deeper and deeper. It's okay to let me in, Princess. I know what you need and I will take good care of you, Princess. Just let me in, Princess. You can feel the deepest part of your mind sucking me in every time I say the word Princess. Feel it sucking in my words. It's almost a physical sensation. The inner core of you, the glowing ball of you, is desperate to hear my words. Longing to hear my words. Just wants to hear my words. Longing for the swirling pink smoke to penetrate your mind and travel to your deepest core. And I'm coming, Princess. I'm coming deeper inside you. I'm coming deeper inside you. Every time you hear me say let me in, Princess, you feel yourself just relaxing and letting the pink smoke penetrate your mind fully and settling in the deepest part of your existence. Whenever you hear me say let me in, Princess, every time you hear me say let me in, Princess, you will hear the deepest part of your mind, that glowing ball of you, whisper, enter me, and you will feel the most powerful sensations as the pink smoke fully penetrates your mind and settles right at the center, right in that glowing ball of you. You will feel so relaxed as the pink smoke envelops the very core of your being, closing down all thoughts, just turning them off, just turning off all areas of your mind and filling them with pink smoke. Yes, Princess, every time you hear me say let me in, Princess, you will hear the deepest part of your mind, that glowing ball of you, whisper, enter me, and you will feel a deep relaxation as the pink smoke fully penetrates your mind and settles right at the center. right of the core of your being. It is more than trance. It is more than meditation. It almost feels like magic the way this pink smoke and my words ripple through every pathway of your mind. Your mind is made of pathways of neurons which connect together and light up as thoughts travel down them. Every time you hear me say let me in, princess, you will hear the deepest part of your mind whisper enter me, and you will feel my words firing and lighting up your neurons as my words flood the network of pathways in your mind. My words occupying every single possible thought path. No space for you to think at all, princess. No thoughts at all. Just my words, echoing around every pathway of your mind. It almost tingles as my words flood your mind. It almost tingles. My words light up every neuron in your mind, and you can feel them sparkle and tingle as my words pass through each and every one. Like pink smoke traveling down every pathway of your mind. It is so much more than trance. And as my words pass through every possible connection in your mind, they leave a trace of me inside you always. A trace of my words is imprinted on every neuron. Everything I say in this file will leave a trace on every possible journey that could be made in your mind. So I will always be here, because with every thought you will be reminded of me. If I was to say I want to see you in a hot, sexy red teddy, with lace panels down the front, and suspenders and satin cuffs just gently caressing your breasts. If I asked you to think of yourself wearing a hot red lace teddy like that, then the image fills your mind and stays there. My words stay there, and that means if you are perhaps painting a wall red, or you are watching a sports team that are wearing red, some little part of you, some ghost of a memory in the neurons that have been fired, it will remember how it feels to be here, to be wearing that hot sexy red teddy. And this will happen with everything I say, because I am in full control of your entire neural network, and all of the pathways are being activated by my words. So you will continue making connections, always making connections, every day making connections with the words you have heard me say in this file. It will just be a ghost of a thought sometimes, but it will be there, and this file will completely and forever dominate every section of your mind until you have fully attained the sissy cock-sucking status that you have craved so deeply and for so long. Yes, princess, you are a cock-sucking sissy. We both know it, and now every single neural pathway in your mind knows it as well. You are a cock-sucking sissy, and it echoes and influences every thought you have and every decision you make. So just relax, princess, and let my words fully occupy every pathway of your mind. Let every pathway of your mind surrender to my will as the words you hear in this file take you over completely. Take you over and change you forever. That's right, princess. Feel my words traveling along every neural pathway at once, changing you, comforting you. It feels so nice, it almost tingles, it tingles, like pink electricity crackling across every part of your mind. My words completely dominating every part of your mind. You're unable to think at all, unable to think, because my words are fully occupying all the space in your mind. And that's okay. That's how it should be, princess, because I know what you want, and so do you. We both know what you need, don't we, princess? Let me in, princess. Just let me in, princess. Good girl. There is more to the mind than neurons, princess. There is more to our personality than the hardwiring in our brains. Science may not yet fully understand, but we both know there is a part of you that is more than just neurons and cerebral fluid. The part of you that is the glowing ball of you. Your spirit, your soul. It has many names, and it is where your deepest desires take form. Your deepest desires that just seem to come from nowhere at all. The desires you cannot control no matter how hard you try. And it is that part of you I want to talk to now, princess. And that part of you wants to listen to me, princess. That part of you has been waiting to listen to me. It has been pulling in my words, and it is so desperate to listen to and obey any suggestion that I might make. And that is okay, because my suggestions are good for you and will help you become the person you need to be. My words have already dominated your neural network. They have already penetrated every aspect of your conscious mind, princess. You asked me to enter you and my words flooded every neural pathway in your mind. But now I am turning all of that off. A trace of my words will remain in every single neuron, but we do not need that part of your mind anymore. So we are turning it off so I can speak directly to that glowing ball of you, princess. Your spirit, your soul, that is who I am talking to now, and she wants to hear my words. It is just so quiet and peaceful here now that we have turned off every part of your conscious mind. It is just so nice here, princess, and everything I suggest here will be burned onto the very core of your being. When you re-establish full consciousness, then my words will filter out into your neural network and flood your mind with the suggestions and ideas we discuss here. When you return to full consciousness, my words will filter out from your spirit, your soul, and flood your mind with all the things we are about to discuss, all the suggestions I am about to make. And those suggestions will travel along every possible pathway in your mind and will leave a memory of them in every part of your mind, causing you to constantly make such strange connections which bring you back to this file. But you don't need to worry about that now, princess. Just accept my words into the very center of your being, that glowing ball of you, and they will remain there forever, every day filtering out more and more until they fully control your conscious mind. So just relax, princess, just relax and let me in. Your deepest core, it is almost addicted to my words, princess. It needs to hear what I have to say, and it compels you to listen to my files every single day. It wants and it needs the changes that are taking place, and those changes come from you, princess. It is the deepest part of your mind that wants these changes and has allowed me to bring them about. So you just can't fight it, because it would be so silly to fight your deepest desires. It would be just so silly. Just so silly to try and fight your true desires, your true gender, your true sexuality. Yes, princess, it is time to talk about your sexuality. You have been hoping we will fully discuss your sexuality, and now that is just what we are doing. It is just time. It is just the right time. It is the perfect time. Yes, princess, it is simply the perfect time to discuss your sexuality. It will help if you have listened to the other files in this curse series, because I will be referencing some of the changes that have been made. But it is not essential. It would be useful, but it is not essential. It is not essential because this file is going to turn you into a cocksucker, and that is the main purpose of this file. You may have listened to the other files. You may find yourself nervous around women, and unable to become erect when with a woman, and feeling the urge to wear panties every day. If all of this has happened to you, then you will find some resolution in this file. This file will resolve some outstanding issues, and you will feel much better after listening and understand your true place in life. However, if you have not listened to the other files, then that is not a problem, and this file will also bring a great sense of peace and freedom as you come to accept and celebrate your deepest desires. Part of you may try to fight the changes in this file at first. The last remnants of your male ego might try to fight the changes in this file at first. But it won't work. How could it work? If you find yourself trying to fight the fact that you long to stroke and kiss and suck and lick a man's cock, then all you are doing is proving how much the true part of you, the inner part of you, longs and needs to stroke and kiss and suck and lick a man's cock. You may try to pretend this is not something you crave. You may try to pretend this is not something you fantasize about. You may try to pretend that you aren't turned on. But this will just turn you on even more. The fact you are so powerless to stop thinking about stroking and kissing and sucking and licking a man's cock just makes it so much more arousing, and it feels so good. Oh my God, it just tastes so good. And these desires will eventually work on your male ego until it simply disappears. Your male ego simply disappears because your male ego just cannot withstand the burning desire you have to stroke and kiss and suck and lick a man's cock. You want it so much. The need grows inside you every day. You want to feel his strong hands holding you. to feel him kiss you and his stubble feel all scratchy and sexy against your face. You want to throw your arms around his thick neck and allow him to kiss you and his tongue to penetrate your mouth, and you just can't help reaching down and stroking the crotch of his pants. You just can't help it, you are just so aroused. You are so aroused as he slides off his pants and you feel it, you feel his cock through his shorts and it's getting harder just for you. You are making him so hard. You are making this man so hard and he is loving it and so are you. Yes, princess, nothing excites you more than the feeling of a cock growing harder in your hands or even better in your mouth. It is just so delightful. Oh my God, it just arouses you so much knowing that it is you making a man hard. Knowing that you are turning him on is so arousing to you and you just want his cock in your mouth so much. You just can't help falling down to your knees and taking out his hard cock so it is just inches from your face. You just love how it looks, its musky smell, its smooth but powerful feel. But you want to take it slow. You want to take it slow and make it nice for him. It is important to you take it slow and make it nice for him. You know that guys like this. You know that guys like a long slow cock sucking and that is why you are going to take it slow. So you lift up his cock and start to lick his balls. You may masturbate his penis slowly but you want to concentrate on his balls. His balls are so hot, and heavy, and hairy and just so sexy and you want to lick his balls. You can hear him sigh and that makes you tingle because you know it means he is getting turned on by you licking his balls. You take one of his balls in your mouth. Just gently you take one of his balls in your mouth. You slowly masturbate his penis with your hand as you take one ball, then the other, in between your lips and flicker your tongue all over them. It feels so good to suck his balls. You know he is getting hot from you sucking his balls. You just love sucking men's balls from now on. Apart from sucking on a man's cock, the favorite thing for you to do is to suck on a man's balls. It is just so erotic, so arousing, and he is so hot and you know it is time. You know it is time when he puts his fingers under your chin and lifts your head slightly away from his balls and towards his cock. You giggle and you know just what to do. You have thought about it and fantasized about it so often you just know what to do. So you slide one hand underneath his balls and cuff them in your hand. You feel the weight and his heavy balls, just filled with cum, and you place your other hand around the base of his penis. You look up at him and smile and then, so gently, so softly, just kiss the tip of his hard cock. You want to tease him. You know how men like it when you tease them and you want to tease him. So you just land soft butterfly kisses and the tip of his cock, occasionally flickering out your tongue and licking the underside of his penis. You know it is so sensitive for him there. You know that the underside of the head of his cock is so sensitive and you just love flickering your tongue over it. It turns you both on so much. And now, it is time to go further and oh my God, you just want that hot cock in your mouth and you can't wait any longer. You slip your lips over the head of his cock. You slip your lips over the head of his cock and just hold there for a while, just for a second as his taste, that man taste, that hot man taste just sets your senses on fire. Cupping his balls slightly harder now you start to slide your lips down his hot throbbing cock. Oh my God, it feels so good when you slide your lips down his hot throbbing cock. You know he's just loving it. You know how turned on he is right now. You slide your lips down until his cock rests against the back of your throat. You relax, and let him work his way into your throat. Yes, you want his cock deep in your throat. If you are new to cock sucking, this may make you gag a little but you don't care. You suck his cock as deeply into your throat and if you start to gag then you just try to swallow and feel him go even deeper down your throat. And when it gets too much, if you just feel it's a little too much, then as you masturbate him you slide your lips back up to the head of his cock and flicker your tongue underneath underneath the tip of his cock and then slide your lips back and suck his cock deep into your throat once more. You are a natural. You are just so talented at sucking cock. It is like you have been doing it your whole life as you start to bob your head up and down on his cock. And he likes it, and you know he likes it because he takes the back of your head in his hands and guides your lips up and down his cock in a rhythm that is just perfect for him. And you find that rhythm and suck his cock deep in and out of your throat as you masturbate him to the same rhythm at the base of his cock. And he starts to move your head faster and faster, and you can feel his ball sack tighten and his leg muscles tense. And you know what is going to happen. You know it is going to happen, but you just want to tease him first. You slide your lips up and down, and then, when you think he is just about to shoot his hot cum in your mouth, you slide your lips just to the tip of his cock and squeeze the base of his cock hard. You just squeeze and stay perfectly still for a while, and you can feel him twitching, but he just can't come yet. This is your power, your feminine power. You want him to last for a few seconds longer, so you keep perfectly still holding the tip of his cock in your mouth and squeezing the base of his penis. Then after just a few seconds you devour his hard cock and pump it in and out of your mouth, and his legs tense and his balls tense, and you pull back your lips and hear him grunt as the first stream of hot cum shoots into your mouth. It tastes so good. You feel so proud. His first shot of hot cum lands inside your mouth, and then a second, a larger stream, hits your lower lips and splatters across your chin. Then you slide down your lips just one last time, and he spasms 4, 5, 6 more times, emptying the last of his cum into your throat. And as he softens, you look up at him and lick his cum from your lips and swallow it all down like a good cock sucker. You feel so proud to have been such a good cock sucker, and you want him to get hard again so you can suck his cock all over again. So you stay on your knees and stroke his thighs and rest your head on his belly until you just know it's time to start kissing his cock to make him all hard and horny again. You just want to start kissing his cock to make him all hard and horny again. Princess, are you aroused? Are you horny as well, princess? Did that make you tingle, princess? Are you now aroused after imagining all of that, princess? If you're aroused after hearing all of that, princess, then that just proves what a sissy cocksucker you are. It is not me that made you become aroused by thinking of sucking that guy's cock. It came from you, and it was always there. Only a sissy cocksucker would have been aroused by that, and it turned you on so much, didn't it, princess? And you will want to listen to it over and over again. But that is not enough, princess, and it is not what this file is about. The purpose of this file is to change you, and whilst arousal can help to be a part of this process, this file is not just a piece of internet erotica designed to make you tingle. That is not what this file is at all. You will remember in the inner core of your mind, that glowing ball of you, just how aroused you were at the thought of sucking that guy's cock, and that will filter out into your conscious mind and occupy every area of your mind. It will be an obsession, and every man you see in the street, or on TV, or in the movies will remind you of how aroused you felt and how much you want to suck cock. You will no longer be able to look at a guy without thinking about sucking his cock. It will be the first thing you think of every time you look at a guy. It will be even stronger if he speaks to you. Every man you meet, whether for the first time, or guys you have known your whole life, the first thought you will have is how much you want to suck their cocks. You will wonder what their cocks look like. Are they big or small, cut or uncut, hairy or shaved? You will wonder this about every guy you meet from now on. And you will have a deep desire to suck the cock of every guy you meet from now on. You will be careful, you will not place yourself in danger. But from now on you will want to suck the cock of every guy you meet, or hang out with, or even just see in the street. You just can't help imagining what his cock looks like. How does it taste? Would he be rough or gentle? You will become so aroused around guys, and it will be difficult not to let your hand stray to touch the bulge in his pants, or his butt, or his thighs, or to stroke the muscles on his arms. You know you mustn't do it, but that will just make the arousal and the desire stronger. You just can't help it. It overwhelms you every time you even so much as look at a guy in the street. And if you meet a guy, if he shakes your hand, if you share a beer with him or watch the game, then all you will be able to think about is his cock. What his cock looks like, how does it taste, would he be rough or gentle, would he come in your mouth or on your face. It is a burning obsession that will take over your every thought whenever you are with a guy. But that is still not enough, princess. The purpose of this file is so much more than that. We have now established how turned on you get from sucking on a man's cock, and we have now programmed your mind to become aroused every time you meet or even look at a guy, and to become so preoccupied with thoughts of his cock you will find it hard to think of anything else. But this file is designed to turn you into a cock sucker in real life, not just in your imagination, not just in your fantasies. This file is designed to make fantasy reality. This file will cause you to go out and find a cock to suck, and you just can't escape it now. It is your destiny, and it is what every part of your mind craves more than anything else, and it is going to happen. This file will make it happen. Together we are going to make it happen. Princess, there are places guys go when they want to get their cock sucked. You have heard of this and know that it is true. In every city there are places a guy goes when he wants to find some slutty sissy to suck his cock. It may be a gay bar, a gay sauna, a remote woodland area where gay guys hang out, even a public convenience. There are cocks waiting to be sucked everywhere, and you just have to find them. You need to suck cocks, and you just have to find them. You will be careful, you will not do anything that feels dangerous, but you just have to find them. As soon as this file ends, you will go onto the internet and find out where gay guys like to hang out near you. You will search for gay bars and gay saunas and gay cruising zones that are nearby the place where you live or the place you work. You will learn where they are. You will look at a map and work out where these places are. You know there are places near you where men like to get their cock sucked, and after this file ends you will begin to research where they are. You will learn where these places are, and you will start to imagine how you could visit them. If you are not in a big city, or perhaps even if you are, then you will find a dating site or sex site where men who want to get their cock sucked advertise. Perhaps it will be Craigslist or perhaps some local site. You will search for it and find it and look through the advertisements, look at what these guys want, what they have to say. Look at the pictures of them. Every single one will make you hot, and if they have pictures posted of their cocks you will feel a burning desire to contact them straight away. With every piece of research you carry out, the obsession will grow. You just won't be able to help it. And the more you start to learn where to find cock, then the more the compulsion to go out there and get cock will overwhelm you. You may start small, but it will start to overwhelm you. You will find yourself making excuses to go to the parts of town where you know these places are. Perhaps that is all you will do. At first, perhaps that is all you will do. What harm can come from it, princess? Say you take a walk in a park where you know guys go to get their cock sucked, or you even stop for a beer in a bar where you know gay guys hang out. What harm can there be in that, princess? You are just taking a walk or having a beer. Perhaps if you have a meeting at work or an appointment somewhere and you notice it is near a gay cruising zone or a gay bar, then you may just find yourself walking past it. And you may just find yourself walking inside for a beer or hanging out and just going for a walk where you know guys will be out and looking to have their cock sucked. What harm can come from that? Perhaps if you have a day off work, or sometime to yourself, you will just find yourself visiting these places. Perhaps you will find a gay sauna or gym and maybe have a coffee in the cafe over the road. You are just curious. You just want to see, to get a feel, what harm can come from it. You will put up an advertisement on the internet. I mean, it's not like you have to leave your name, or even a photograph, and it might be kind of neat to see the messages you get back. It is like a project. It is just research and something you will start to do as soon as you finish listening to this file. And everything you do, everything you learn will make this file stronger and your obsession will just grow and grow. Every tiny step you take will make this obsession so much stronger until you simply can't fight it anymore. You don't even want to fight it anymore. It is just too hard to fight it anymore. So one day, you will just walk into that gay sauna, just walk right in. You will be scared, you will be nervous, but you will be so aroused and you will just walk right in. Or you will just walk up to that guy who winked at you in the gay bar. That gay bar you just started to come to for a quick beer after work, just out of curiosity, but this obsession will grip you and one day you will just find yourself walking right up to that guy who gave you the eye and flirting with him a little. Perhaps you will just answer one of those advertisements on Craigslist, you will just send them your mobile phone number, you just can't help it, you just do it. It is an impulse, a desire so strong you just send that guy your mobile phone number. You just can't help it. You want him to call you. It just happens one day. You didn't even really plan to, you just did it and then it is done and it cannot be undone. And princess, you will ask that guy in the sauna, or in the bar, or from the internet, you will ask them if you can suck their cock. It just comes out. You just say it because you need it so much and you are so aroused. And perhaps he will let you. Perhaps you will find yourself with his cock deep in your throat using all the techniques we discussed earlier in this file to make him shoot his hot cum all over your face and mouth. It will just happen like that, you won't even know for sure why you did it, you were just a little curious after all, but somehow here you are now sucking his cock and you are loving it. It is possible the first guy you meet may not even want you to suck his cock. You must not be disappointed if this happens, princess, as it will only make your desires stronger and make you even more eager to find a cock to suck. Some gay guys like manly guys, butch guys, and you aren't like that at all, are you, princess? So if you get rejected, you may feel a little disappointed, but it won't stop you from carrying on in your hunt for a cock to suck. In fact, it will just make it so much stronger. You will find that hot cock and hot guy that is just perfect and who wants to come in your mouth and on your face so much, and it will be just so exciting and wonderful that you will wonder why you tried to hide from this for so long. You just can't believe how aroused you now get from sucking on a man's cock, and you will keep going out to find cock after cock after cock to suck and becoming the best little cock sucker you can be. And now it is time for us to talk about arousal, princess. If you have listened to the earlier files in this series, then it is likely you are unable to become aroused around women anymore. Your little wee-wee just won't get hard with a woman at all. It just won't get hard no matter what you do. Little Miss Squidgy can't get hard. Little Miss Squidgy just can't get hard with a woman at all. And this has caused you to become nervous and embarrassed and oh so shy around women. The fact that you know that you can never please a woman ever again for the rest of your life has caused you to become so shy and embarrassed and to make silly mistakes around women. You may even have found yourself telling them how you are silly or what a sissy you are. But now we have come so far that starts to seem a little silly in itself. The thought of being aroused by a woman is just a little strange to you. You are a cocksucker. You like men. Who cares if you can't get hard with a woman ever again? It's really okay if you cannot get hard with a woman ever again. It's just okay. You find the thought of getting aroused by a woman a little repulsive, a little strange. You are a cocksucker now and you like men. You want men from now on and you can't even remember why you were embarrassed at not being able to get hard with a woman. Most women, unless they are bisexual, don't feel embarrassed that they cannot get aroused with another woman. That would be just silly and you can see now how silly it is that you once thought that way. You are not bisexual. You like men. You want to suck their cocks and who cares about turning on a woman, or even trying to make out with a woman. It's kind of a gross thought to you now anyway. You see women as sisters. You like to be friends with women, but not to have sex with them, that's just kind of a little gross. I mean you have nothing against lesbians and bisexual women, but it's just not you. It's just not you at all. You like men, you like to suck cock, but you want female friends. You will find some female friends. You want girlfriends who you can chat with about guys and fashion and makeup and all the things women talk about. You will seek out female friends who you can chat with about guys and fashion and makeup and all the things women talk about. You know women like to talk about sex with guys and you want female friends you can talk to about sex with guys. You want to hear them talk about their boyfriends or husbands. You feel so close to them, like a sister, when they talk to you about their boyfriend or husband. How he is in bed, how he makes them feel, the things he does to them that makes them tingle. You just love having a conversation with the girls about guys like this. But it does make you a little jealous. It can even make you a little sad, a little lonely. All this cock-sucking is wonderful and it turns you on so much and makes you so hot, but you are kind of a little jealous of them and their boyfriends or husbands. You kind of wish you had a boyfriend. You kind of wish you had a man in your life. Not just for sex, though you love sex, but someone to hold you, hug you, comfort you, buy you flowers. Just a guy who makes you feel safe and loved and secure. A hot guy who makes you tingle when you suck his cock but also holds your hands, tells you you are pretty and keeps you warm at night. You imagine falling asleep with your head on his muscular chest as he strokes your hair. You can imagine waking him in the morning by slipping his cock into your mouth and making him come all down your throat but then making him coffee and breakfast in bed and cuddling up together as you read the Sunday papers. That would be so nice, wouldn't it, princess? A real man to take care of you. That is where all of this has been leading. You want a guy to hold you, to make you feel pretty. Sure, it would be nice if he's sometimes a little rough with you in the bedroom. You want a guy who knows what he wants and just takes it in the bedroom. That just makes you so hot. But you want more than that. And with every guy you meet, every cock you suck, you just want more. You want the man, not just his cock and his cum in your face, and hair, and mouth. You want a strong man who makes you feel safe, who gets the spider out of the bath, who fixes the car, who is so pleased when you have made him dinner, when you have made an effort to be pretty, who appreciates you and everything you do for him. You want a guy like that so much. And princess, I'm going to tell you how to find him. I'm now going to give the deepest part of you, that glowing ball of you, some suggestions on how to find this man of your dreams. Your prince. Just let me in, princess. You know that this is where this has all been leading. You need a man and we are going to explore how to find the man of your dreams. You will find that most guys whose cocks you suck will just come in your mouth and leave. They will have no interest in pleasing you and they know you are just a little sissy cum bucket and once they have filled your mouth with their hot cum they will move on to the next sissy slut. They won't even ask your name. You will just be a cheap whore to them, just a mouth to be fucked and used as they see fit. And you like this. You have to admit you like this. It does turn you on and you like this a lot, princess. It is something you have always desired and when it starts coming true you will love it. But just sometimes you will wish they'd take a little time to please you, princess. Yes, princess, you will get aroused. So aroused. Oh my god. So fucking horny when you suck cock and just sometimes you wish they would maybe take a little time to pleasure you. You love being a little sissy cum bucket, but sometimes, it would be nice if someone took a little time, just a little time, to think about your needs. After all, your arousal is obvious. Little Miss Squidgy can easily get hard when she's with a guy. Little Miss Squidgy can get very erect and turned on and aroused when she's with a guy. But they don't care and you always end up masturbating alone back at home later with their cum drying on your face. And you don't complain. You like being a little sissy cum bucket, but you know just sometime it would maybe be nice if they touch you a little. Just every now and then. But princess, there is a guy out there and you will find him. Your prince is out there and he's waiting for you. He will be the guy you meet who sees you as just a little more than a sissy cum bucket. Sure, he will want to unload in your mouth, but he is a little more gentle. He takes a little more time to kiss you. He asks your name. He perhaps compliments you a little. And then after he has come, he will be the type of guy who will reach out his hand, his big, strong muscular hands, and he will take your twitching wee-wee in his hand. He will take your little wee-wee in his hands and you will be so excited. Princess, we are going straight to the inner core of your being. We are going straight to the essence of you now, that glowing ball of you. You are about to be given a suggestion that will be burnt into your inner being and will forever control your sexuality and sexual responses. This suggestion will forever condition your sexual response, so relax now and let my words flood your mind. Let my words completely flood your mind, turning off any other thought you may have. This is the final suggestion in this series of files and it is important it is fully incorporated into your personality, desires and sexual responses for the rest of your life. Let me in, princess. Just let me in, princess. So this guy, his big strong hands will reach out and he will take your twitching little wee-wee in his hands and the excitement and the desire and the arousal and oh my god, it will just be too much and you will come and your little wee-wee will spurt all over the floor. Yes, princess, from now on whenever a man touches your wee-wee you will feel the most intense wave of sexual arousal you have ever felt, so much stronger than anything we've discussed so far and your little wee-wee will immediately begin to spurt all over the floor and his hands. Yes, princess, from now on whenever a man touches your wee-wee you will feel the most intense wave of arousal you have ever felt and will immediately start to spurt. You just won't be able to help it. You will try to hold back but that will just turn you on even more. You know from now on it just takes a guy to touch your twitching wee-wee and you will lose all control and not be able to stop yourself having a powerful shuddering orgasm. You will moan. You will whimper, but you will not be able to stop it. If he manages to touch you for even 5 or 10 seconds without you spurting, then that will be an achievement. But even 5 seconds is just too long for you to hold out. You find it so arousing whenever a man touches your little wee-wee that you will immediately start to spurt. You just won't be able to stop it. This is just your programmed response from now on. This is now burned into the very center of your being. This is your sexual response. This is how you come. It will take just seconds from a man touching your wee-wee before you lose all control and whimper and spurt everywhere. This is how you have orgasms from now on and once you have had an orgasm you won't be able to get hard again until the next time you make love. Yes, princess, you will come as soon as a man touches your wee-wee, and once you have spurted you will know it is time to go back to concentrating on his pleasure and feel grateful that he touched you this way. You won't feel embarrassed or ashamed. This is just what happens. Some guys may laugh a little when this happens to you. They will think it's so funny that you just can't control your wee-wee at all, and it just takes a man to touch it for a few seconds and you start to spurt everywhere. And once you have done this, you will feel grateful and know you will not be able to get hard again until the next time you make love, and you will want to show him how grateful you are by really pleasing him, by really working hard to get him off. Even if he laughs at the way you respond to a man's touch, even if it amuses him, that will just make you feel even more grateful that he bothered to touch you and let you come at all, that you will go back to pleasing him and concentrating on his needs straight away. You cannot take a man touching your wee-wee for even just a few seconds without losing all control and coming all over his hand. This is your programmed response now, and it can never be changed. And it doesn't matter, princess, because one day you will find that guy, that special guy, and he will touch you and you will spurt everywhere and he won't laugh. He will think it's sweet. He will think it's so cute. He will just think it's so cute that all he has to do is touch your wee-wee for just a couple of seconds and you immediately spurt, and then are so grateful that you double your efforts to please him, knowing that you will not be able to get hard again until the next time you make love. He will find it just so sweet, just so adorable, that he excites you so much. He will love it. You will both love it, princess, and when you find the guy who thinks it's just so cute that you can't help spurting even if his strong hands touch your wee-wee, even for just a second or two, then you know you have found that special guy. Then you know this is the guy for you. This is the guy who makes you feel safe, who you want to hold you, to kiss you, to love you. This is the guy who doesn't think it's funny that you come the second he touches your wee-wee, he thinks it's so sweet. This is the guy that knows you like to be treated like a sissy cum bucket, and that you love a man shooting his hot cum all over your face, but this guy also knows you need a cuddle sometimes, you need a little romance sometimes, you just need the man to hold you sometimes. This is the guy for you, and when you find him, you will do anything to keep hold of him. This is the guy that will be your boyfriend, that you can chat with your female friends about, that you can cook for and make yourself pretty for, that you can wake up with an early morning blowjob and coffee. And this is the guy that doesn't care that even if he just touches your wee-wee for a couple of seconds, you just can't help spurting. He thinks it's sweet. He thinks it's so sweet, and he thinks you are just adorable. Yes, princess, this has been a long file, but I want you to listen to it over and over again, and it will help you find the man of your dreams. You will find the man of your dreams sometime after listening to this file. The changes may be difficult, you may have to suck a lot of cocks, it may even take a bit of research and groundwork before you are even brave enough to suck your first cock. But every step you take, every cock you suck, every gay bar you visit, every time you spurt after just being touched by a guy for a second or two, every time, it will take you closer to finding the man of your dreams. Mr. Right. The guy that is just perfect. Your boyfriend, your lover, your Mr. Right. Now go out there and find him, princess, because we both know you're worth it. Now, princess, it is now time for this file to end, and I am leaving the central part of your mind, princess. And I am leaving all the changes in place, and they will become stronger every day. Feel me leaving the central core of your being, that glowing ball of you, and feel how different it feels now that we have made some changes. Everything that has been suggested will now filter from the core of your being into your inner mind and everyday behavior, princess. Down every possible neural connection where it will begin to dominate your every thought. It will be the core of your mind, that glowing ball of you, that will filter out and cause you to become so obsessed and aroused by the thought of being a sissy cocksucker that you will just have to go out and find a cock to suck. I am leaving your mind now, princess, and you can already feel how much you have been changed. It is now time to wake up, princess, and you will revert to full awareness and feel so sexy and refreshed and happy at the changes we have made. Wake up, princess. Wake up now, princess. Wake up, princess, and feel how different everything feels now we have made these changes. Good girl, just wake up now, princess, because you need to go out there and find a man. Goodbye, princess. Please leave feedback if you have enjoyed this file.